USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The UN says there's mounting evidence of Russian war crimes in Ukraine. An expert panel said an investigation found proof of atrocities, including the sexual and gender-based violence on victims ranging from age 4 to 82 years old. Some of the victims reported being abused after being taken to prison camps in Russia. A storm system could develop into a hurricane threat for the Sunshine State. Jamie Rome, the acting National Hurricane Center director, explains.
It now appears that it will be in the eastern Gulf of Mexico where we'll see the greatest threat of a hurricane, most notably Florida.
Less than a week after a North Dakota man was accused of killing a teenager with his SUV because he thought the boy was a Republican extremist, President Biden again calls people who didn't vote for him MAGA Republicans.
Remember, I got beat up in the campaign by saying that I wanted to unify the country and unify the parties. I used to be able to do that. But things have changed a whole bunch. The MAGA Republicans control the Republican Party right now, and that's self-evident. That's self-evident. So there's a lot at stake here.
Biden speaking at an event sponsored by the DNC. Republicans have criticized him for using politically divisive language after pledging to unite the country. Moderna is asking the FDA to authorize its new COVID boosters for children. The pharmaceutical company filed two authorization requests for the FDA. One is for kids as young as 6, and the other is for teens up to 17. It said it would also work on clearing the Omicron targeting shot for babies and toddlers from 6 months to 5 years later this year. Apple is updating their operating system to fix several bugs, mainly isolated around the new iPhone 14. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Republican lawmakers have rolled out a new legislative agenda in case they gain control of the House in the upcoming midterms. Washington Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers on Fox Business pushes back on the idea that their spending plan could increase inflation.
We know the formula that was in place before COVID of bringing down reducing the tax cuts, lifting the regulatory burden.
She claims that regulatory burdens are crippling energy projects. Although the Inflation Reduction Act invests in combating climate change, Democrats highlight how it also includes tax cuts for the coal industry. Police in New York City are looking for vandals who defaced Wall Street's Charging Bull statue with anti-Queen Elizabeth graffiti. It happened within hours of the British monarch's death earlier this month. Two men and two women allegedly used a paint marker to write an obscenity about the Queen on Charging Bull's forehead. It has since been removed, but the vandals caught on video haven't been caught yet by police. Two multi-state lottery jackpots have now reached a combined total of more than $500 million. The prize up for grabs for Mega Millions Friday is up to $301 million. Should someone win Powerball tomorrow night, they'll score at least $270 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.